Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. God knows that believers cannot comprehend his eternality. Someday we will, but until then, God in grace encourages us during our brief spans of life. Psalm 90 tells us about his provision, helping us hang on until we see him face to face. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today we continue a series on the mysteries of God. Now turn again to Psalm 90 as we learn more about the eternality of God.
You see, what has happened is God puts eternity into our heart, and yet we can't experience eternity in this life, so life oftentimes seems futile. But God comes along to satisfy us. He says, satisfy us with your steadfast love. Gladness and joy, verse 15, make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us. Again, probably talking about the Israelites wandering in the desert. The days were 40 years. And for as many years as we have seen evil, make us glad. Gladness in the midst of evil, gladness in the midst of failure, gladness in the midst of unbelief. Yes, God is that kind of a God. Moses said, make us glad. We've blown it. But come along, give us hope. And God does that. And not only that, he says in verse 17, let the favor of the Lord be upon us. Can God look upon favor to a generation that rejected him in the desert? Yes, he can. Because while they were there in the desert, he was clothing them, he was feeding them, he was winning victories for them. God does not abandon you, even when you may be tempted to abandon God. He is still there with you. But now we come to the end of the psalm, all too quickly, I might say. And he says, let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us and establish the work of our hands. Yes, establish the work of our hands. So, what is the purpose of life when you live and people forget you? If you want to know how long you'll be remembered after you die, an experiment that you might want to do is to put your hand into a pail of water, pull it up, and see how long it takes for the water to cover the hole that your hand left. That's a slight exaggeration, but I've known stories about like that. And even if we are remembered, we'll be forgotten in a future generation. I mean, it's all temporary. Where do we find the permanence? Where do we find that futility can be changed into meaning and so forth? We find it because God establishes our works. Now what we have to do is to go back to the beginning of the sermon. I told you that God exists in this eternal now. I don't know a single teacher, even the name of a single Sunday school teacher who taught Sunday school in this church 100 years ago. And this church, as you know, has existed for 150 years. But I don't know them. Are there people who remember them? Did they write something? Probably not. They were dealing with kids just like we deal with them and did their best in teaching them the God's word. But they've passed away. But God has established their works. And those works are as present to God as what we did for God this morning. They are all there. He doesn't have to recall them because he instantly knows them. And he sees everything that they have done so that Jesus can say, even a cup of cold water given in my name, which you probably have forgotten about. I added that phrase. You'll not lose your reward because I've established your works. You're faithful as a Sunday school teacher. You're faithful in obscurity, in your job, in your vocation. You are living for Christ in the midst of an environment that is hostile, and you are representing Jesus well. God takes note and he establishes those works, and they will meet you after you die. You see, that's why it makes a difference as to whether or not you serve the Lord. I fear there may be some listening to me who think that Christianity is go to church, listen to sermons, listen to music, and then go home and that's the end of the deal. God has raised up here at the Moody Church a marvelous ministry, as you know, but we are constantly short of people who commit, volunteers. You want to have works established, and of course that isn't the only work that's established. Everything that we do for Jesus is established. But you want to have works that are established, that will meet you on the other side. Run, don't walk, run, unless you're going to trip over somebody, to the kiosks where you can become acquainted with our children's ministry, which always stands in need of many people to serve. And God will establish that work. I think it's one of the most challenging, but one of the most beautiful ministries, and a whole host of other things. And it's not just the ministries of the church. I want you to know that. You serve God also in your vocation. You serve God because you are delighted to be generous. And Jesus said, if you give, your reward is going to be in heaven, where moth and rust does not corrupt, where thieves do not break through and steal. Because you were generous, it meets you on the other side, and your works are established. God gives permanence to our fleeting, frustrating lives that appear to be futile. God gives them permanence. He is the one who establishes them. Now there's a very important verse, and that's in verse 12. So teach us to number our days that we might get a heart of wisdom. Now you and I do not number our days. If I ask you how old you aren't going to say, well, I'm 6,348 days old. You're going to give me years. And I hope you tell the truth. We give it years. He says, number your days. Do you realize that today you are younger than you will ever be again? Did you realize that? You're never going to be as young as you are today. As I look over this fine congregation, I'm convinced of that. No, I mean, we should number our days because we don't know how many days we have. So what he's saying is each day is an opportunity to serve the Lord, to find satisfaction in him, and to do works that establish, that are established over in heaven. Let me ask you a question. Do you know the God that I was talking about this morning? Do you know him? I don't mean know about him because you've listened to this sermon or read the Bible. Do you actually know him? Now, I don't want to be misheard. You know, I don't know. We have a whole bunch of new words cropping up. People misremember things and they mishear things, and I can imagine a thief saying, I mistook something. But I don't want you to mishear this. It is not through these works that you get to know God. Your introduction to God comes from another source. And I'll tell you exactly where it comes from. In John 17, when Jesus is praying to the Father, he says these words, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. It all comes through Jesus. It all comes through Jesus. Because you and I have that big problem called sin. And because we have a sin problem, we cannot solve that problem on our own. God's solution is to send a Savior whom we must trust personally, acknowledging our sinfulness, but coming to him and believing that he's the only one who can clean us up and bring us safely to the Father. He is the one that we love. He's the one we serve. He's the one that establishes our works. Get this. Jesus stepped out of eternity into time so that he could redeem us, so that he could take us back to himself, so that we could enjoy eternity. This is eternal life, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. That is eternal life. And our quest for permanence, our quest for meaning, our quest to make sense out of life, finally is answered. Oh, in this life, we don't get to do all the things we want. We live with disappointment. We live with heartache. But a day is coming when we not only enjoy the eternal life here, which Jesus gives us right now, but we enjoy it over there, where no good work done in the name of Jesus is ever lost. We serve a sovereign, great, immense, generous God. And it is to him that we come to dedicate ourselves. Take out time this week and contemplate God. Give him an hour, at least. Become so acquainted with him that you begin to realize that really nothing else matters. That's why I try every morning before I roll out of bed to say, God, today glorify yourself in my life at my expense. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter about me. It's all about God. And I long that something that I've done would be established eternally. And you have the same longing and the same privilege. Father, we ask in Jesus' name that you'll help all who have listened, and particularly those who do not know this great and sovereign God. I pray for those who don't know what to do with their sin, what to do with their sense of conviction. Help them to know that Jesus is a Redeemer who forgives us and introduces us to the Father. We pray that wherever they are, they may believe on you right now. May they say, I accept this Jesus as mine. Grant us that, O God, we pray, and we shall give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You know, even as I was preparing these messages, I was overwhelmed by the greatness and the complexity of God. And even though we as human beings find it very difficult to put our mind around the kind of God that we serve in terms of all of his attributes, at the same time we rejoice in the fact that we do know him. Jesus said, "This is life eternal, that you might know the only true God and Jesus Christ whom he has sent." I hope that you know Jesus Christ whom he has sent, because he's the only way that you and I can get to the Father.
Erwin Lutzer, wrapping up The Eternality of God, the first in an 8-part series of messages on the mysteries of God. Next time, we turn to Psalm 139 and learn about the omniscience of God. The Mysteries of God can be yours on CD. All 8 messages will be sent as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Thanks for listening. For Dr. Erwin Lutzer, this is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.